And I've had the privilege for the last 65 years preaching the Word of God and lifting up and exalting the lovely name of Jesus. And I'll tell you, it's good to just get it up in the pulpit and brag on Jesus. Can't brag on preachers or Baptists all the time, but you can always brag on the lovely name of Jesus. And it is a privilege here to try to preach the Word of God one more time. And turn in your Bibles, please, to Galatians, the 5th chapter, verse 16. Galatians, it's page 1247 in your old Scofield reference Bible, King James Version. I just like to repeat that name, King James Version. It irritates these backslidden Baptists and these liberals, but we who love the Lord, we love the King James Version. Verse 16, Galatians 5:16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Then look over at verse 25. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. So I'm going to preach tonight, as you can see from those two verses, on walk in the Spirit. That's the command the Apostle Paul gave the church at Galatia, and it is given to us by the Holy Spirit in the Word of God tonight. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the lovely name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this church all down through these years since 1779, Lord, has been exalting the lovely name of Jesus. Many, many, many hundreds in heaven were saved in this church down through the years. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us to keep exalting the name of Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, here at this church. Now, Holy Spirit, would you help me tonight and help me to be faithful to the Word of God and to the souls of men, I pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, I had another topic I was going to preach on tonight. The last 3 or 4 weeks, I've been looking over it. And a week ago, the Lord led me to preach on this. Walk, these two verses, walk in the Spirit. And I want to speak to you on Paul's admonition to walk in the Spirit. And Paul is writing this great principle for Christian living to Galatian Christians. And we who are saved are, as Brother Gary mentioned a while ago, we are indwelt by the Spirit of God. Now that's what the new birth is. The new birth is not making a decision, praying a prayer, going down the Romans Road. I've taken a lot of people down the Romans Road, didn't get born again. So if the Holy Spirit has got to be in the transaction, and when he comes, when I was saved the night, I've told you many times at that altar, and the old deacon said, Gene, will you trust Christ? And I said, yes. And I went home, lay down on the bed, told you many times from this church. I looked up at the beautiful sky, a big, beautiful moon, and I believe the Holy Spirit, first time I realized the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. And down in my heart, I thought, wouldn't this be a wonderful night for Jesus to come back? And so it's a privilege to walk with the Lord and be saved, born again, and the new birth is when we believe Jesus and receive him, when he speaks to us and we respond and we receive him, the Holy Spirit comes in, and that is the new birth. Our faith and the infilling of the Holy Spirit at that time. And Jesus said in John 7:38-39, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. So, and then in Romans 8:9, the Apostle Paul said, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, what does it say there? He's none of his. So the Holy Spirit I mean, every now and then you say, preacher, you get to walk around feeling, no, but every, and I'm too backslid, just like a lot of you are, to feel the presence of the Lord. But every now and then, I feel the presence of the Lord, especially when I get in the Word of God, because the author of the Word of God is the Holy Spirit. You get in the Word of God, you say, preacher, I'd like to be filled with Spirit. Get in the Word of God every day. Get in the Word of God every day. And then here, the 1 John 3:24 says, and hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. And so these Galatian Christians were already indwelt by the Spirit. But they had to learn how to walk in the Spirit, or they would fall victims to the lust or desires of the flesh. Now, walk in the Spirit is sort of when you think about it, it is sort of an abstract term that is a little hard to understand, but it just simply means that we are to let the Holy Spirit control us day by day. That's what walking in the Spirit is. Now, there are two main ways we can walk in the Spirit. First of all, be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18 says, and be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but what? Be filled with the Spirit. And scholars tell us that Greek word doesn't mean a one time, just you get filled one time and that's it. No, it means being filled. It's continuous action. Every day, just yield yourself to the leadership of the and control of the Holy Spirit of God, and you will be filled with the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. Now, there are two things that will direct or lead your life, and you will follow the inclinations of the flesh, or you will let the Holy Spirit lead you. So every person in this world, I know it's raining, pouring, we're down a little bit, but it's still a good crowd tonight. I'm thrilled we have this many here out on a rainy night. But every person in this building is either walking in the flesh or walking in the Spirit. Now, which one do you want to follow? You want this old flesh? If you follow the old flesh, it'll get you in trouble. Or the God's Spirit. Every day, we ought to say, Holy Spirit, will you lead me this day? Now, so the first way we can walk in the Spirit is be filled with the Spirit. Then secondly, and I want to emphasize this strongly right here, and we need to be filled with the Spirit, but also we need to be filled with the Word of God. Colossians 3:16 says, let the Word of God, Christ, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. I believe if we want to be Spirit-filled and walk in the Spirit, we must fill our minds and souls with the Word of God. I'm glad as I've saved a 13, I'm glad as a 15-year-old boy in my Methodist Sunday school class, godly teacher. And by the way, every Methodist and every Baptist when I was a boy was sound in the faith. Well, things are different today. But anyway, let me get back on. So be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And that means being filled. Every day, just yield yourself to the leadership and control of the sweet Spirit of God, and you will be filled with the Spirit and walk in the Spirit. Now, that's what it means. Now, there are two things that will direct or lead your life. And you will follow the inclinations of the flesh. The flesh, you'll let the flesh direct your life, or you'll let the Holy Spirit lead you. And so every person in this building is walking either in the flesh or in the Holy Spirit. Now, which one would you want to follow? This old flesh or God's Spirit? So, secondly, being filled with the Word of God, I believe if we want to be filled with the Spirit and walk in the Spirit, we have to fill our minds and souls with the Word of God. Every day, getting in the Word of God. Appreciate that, what Brother J.D. Said last night, that he heard me say that I read three chapters a day and five on Sunday. I started that when I was 15 years old, Brother James. And it works. And it's you need to be filled. If you're going to be filled with the Spirit, you've got to be filled with the Word of God. Show me a Spirit-filled Christian, and I'll show you someone who loves God's Word and reads God's Word and lives by the Word of God. Now let me give you three reasons we need to walk in the Spirit. First of all, God's standard. God's standard of holiness is so high that no one can ever really live up to it, humanly speaking. Jesus said, "Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect." Now that word perfect doesn't mean sinless perfection. There's no hope of that. But it means spiritual maturity. There is no way we can be holy or spiritually mature except as we walk in the Spirit. John 13:34, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, that ye also love one another." Now we're to love each other as Jesus loves us. Now there's no way we can love like Jesus except walking in the Spirit. Ephesians 5:20 says, "Giving thanks always for all things." Now, how can you give thanks always for all things? How can you praise God if you just lost your job? That's pretty hard to do that. A man told me a number of years ago, he said he'd worked at a job down in Greenville, and they laid him off, and he said, "It's the first time that I've been unemployed in 40 years. But how can you say glory to God when your wife just totaled your car? It's pretty hard, isn't it? You'd have a little problem in the family. Why didn't you be more careful? But how can you thank the Lord as they roll you into an operating room? Now, I've had to be rolled into the operating room three or four times. And I've told you about those many times. But first of all, when in my heart, was going to go down in my heart, they said that I was spitting up blood, and they had to go down and look and see what's going on, and said it might be cancer, it could be many things. And so that's not exact. You don't go around shouting about that, because they're going to go down in your lungs and check your lungs out. But you know, I needed things like that to come to me, because it got me trusting the Lord. Said, "Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I'm just going to trust you." And then the Lord gave me peace. And when I went in, the nurse asked me, "Are you a little concerned?" I said, "No, I've trusted the Lord. The Lord gave me peace about it." And it was turned out to be nothing and very bad. Anyway, and then the next thing that I had to go to hospital about, in the operating room, is I went to visit my doctor one day there in Kingsport, and he put me on the treadmill, and all of a sudden they stopped, and they both looked solemn, and I said, what's going on? They said, "This machine says you have a blocked arteries and a bad heart." I said, "Boy, doctor, I can't believe that." I said, "I went up in Southwest Virginia yesterday and walked with my beagle dogs kicking out rabbits from the run, and I've walked 5 or 6 miles and feel good." He said, "But this machine says something different." So anyway, they make a long story short, they set an appointment for me to go in and go down in my heart and have a heart cath. And I remember the day that I've told this before, but I just want to show you that when I have face going to the hospital and going down to my heart, things like that, I'm concerned just like you are. But I got to praying and turn it over to the Lord. I've never asked God to heal me. I said, "Lord, if it be your will, just touch me and give me peace. Give me peace. Just go with me." And so we went into the heart cath room there, and I went when they I laid down on the bed, and there were all of the nurses and doctors in long white robes and white masks and white caps, like looked like the Ku Klux Klan convention. But the Lord had given me peace. The Lord had given me peace. I said, hold it. I said, I'm a Baptist preacher, and before I do anything, now they're going in on my heart. And I said, before I do anything, I pray and take an offering. And they all laughed. One lady, the nurse said, preacher, I left my pocketbook out in the dressing room there. And so they were laughing going down to my heart, and it was nothing. But the next week, down here at the bank, and one of the nurses' husbands came in there, and he said, Preacher Lashley, my wife said that there was for only time they've gone down in anybody's heart, in a heart cath, and they were laughing in that room there. And he said, I'll tell you, brother, I said, the Lord, it wasn't me being so strong, the Lord gave me peace. And you know, you can put up with a lot in life if just the Lord will give you peace about these situations. So we need to trust the Lord. The answer to all of our problems, just trust Jesus. He wants to help us as we go down through life. Turn over to 1 John 2, verse 6. Turn to 1 John 2, verse 6. Page 1322 in your Scofield Reference Bible. 1 John 2, 6. How well you get there. He that saith he abideth in him, that is Christ, in him, ought himself also to walk even as he, Christ, walked. So there's no way in this world that I can live like Jesus in my own strength. I just can't do it. But as I yield to him and to the control of the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit will help me to live a Christ-like life. I like the song, to be like Jesus. All I ask is to be like him. And so we can't be like Jesus unless we're led by the Holy Spirit. Then another second reason we need to walk in the Spirit is that there's a loose devil out there. And Christian, you are no match for the devil. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Now there's a great spiritual battle raging in the universe. Now the battle is not between Christians and the devil. That's not the battle. We have a battle that way. But it is between God and Satan. That's a spiritual battle in the universe. And when we get saved and we find ourselves right smack dab in the middle of the battle, since this battle is spiritual and not physical, folks, we must have spiritual power to fight the devil. Turn over to Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Ephesians, the sixth chapter, verses 10, 11, and 12, page 1255 in your Scofield Reference Bible. Finally, my brethren, Ephesians 6, verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Here's the reason. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Since we are flesh and blood, we cannot match the forces of Satan and his angels and the power of darkness. We must be strong in the Lord, or we'll lose out in the battle with Satan. The way to be strong in the Lord is to walk in the Spirit. James 4:7 says, Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And we cannot resist, folks, the devil in our own strength. It is only as we walk in the Spirit that we find strength to resist Satan and the forces of darkness. Then a third reason we need to walk in the Spirit is because we as believers have an old, fleshly, carnal, sinful nature. And when we get saved, get a new nature imparted to us by the Holy Spirit, but we got that new the nature and imparted to us with the Holy Spirit, but the Lord does not remove the old nature. The two natures live side by side in the believer. Don't you really wish that when you got saved that the Lord took that old nature right then away from you? But you're going to have the, till you die and meet the Lord, or the Lord comes in the air, you're going to have the struggle between the old man, the old nature, and the new nature. And you will be relieved of the old man at the rapture. Galatians 5:17 describes that inward. Just turn right back to Galatians 5:17. It describes the inward struggle we as believers have with our old fleshly sinful nature. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. The Apostle Paul knew very well he could not control his old sinful nature. And the only way that we can ever subdue the flesh is found in Galatians 5:16. Walk in the Spirit. And verse 25, walk in the Spirit. And we cannot get control of the flesh by just making resolutions. Make a resolution or may live by rules and regulations. That won't do it. That won't do the job. And victory over our old sinful nature, or the flesh, as Paul calls it, is won only as we walk in the Spirit. And in right here in Galatians 5:16, there's two Paul told them to walk in the Spirit twice there, and one in verse up in verse 25. And it's a very interesting difference in these two verses. In verse 16, walk in the Spirit, the Greek word I'm told for walk means walk up and down. Sort of like Brother Gary did walking around here this morning, all over this platform on both sides of the pulpit, walking around, up and down. In Athens, the founder of a school of philosophy would walk up and down while he taught his students. And nothing wrong with it. I'm not against that, Brother Gary. That's good. You felt freedom to do that. But in Athens there, the founder of a school, he'd walk up and down and around as he taught. And we're to walk up and down and around in the Spirit. And here in verse 25, a different Greek word is used, I'm told. It means learning to walk. And it means proceeding a step at a time. It means like a small child, about 10 or 12 months, learning to walk. He falls, and what does he do? Just grabs something, gets up, and tries it again. And he holds on to mom or her breast tail or the table or chair as he walks. That little boy that he had been around here in a few days, but he'd walk up and down all this around here, just crawling around. And he finally learned to walk. Now he's running up and down the halls out there. So that's what he's talking about. Do you want to walk in the Spirit? If you do, you know, you have to learn to walk in the Spirit. That means you're going to have to start out somewhere. And why don't folks listen? Why don't you start right now learning to walk in the Spirit? And I'm going to start depending daily on the Holy Spirit to help me to live the Christian life. And before we can ever walk in the Spirit, you know what we need? Now, folks, this is the key right here to walking in the Spirit. We must have a heart that's crying out to God, "Oh God, fill me with the Spirit." Just crying out to the Lord to be filled with the Spirit. Now, I want to ask you a question. Do you really tonight? And I wasn't worried about the rain because I knew that only faithful people would come out on a night like this, and I appreciate you being here. But let me ask you this question. Do you really want to be filled with the Spirit? Do you want to? If you do, there's two biblical conditions. And I really love these two verses because I can understand it. Turn over to Acts, the 5th chapter, verse 32. Acts 5:32. I'll wait till you get there. Acts 5:32, page 1155 in your old Scofield Reference Bible. Verse 32. Acts 5:32. "And we are his witnesses of these things." Now, here's the key right here. Now, let the Holy Spirit use this verse right here. It's amazing. "And so is the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that do" what? Now, the Word of God says if we obey God, that he'll give us his Holy Spirit. So why don't you just start trying to obey God in everything you do? If you get a heart that's trying to obey God and doing the will of God from the heart, God will fill you with his Spirit. And so then there is just try to do. You know, you're going to fail. And by the way, aren't you glad the Lord looks at the heart? He looks at the heart. If you want, you say, "Preacher, do you fail?" Yes, I do, and you do too. But when I do, because of the Holy Spirit, I get convicted. See, that's the sign. If you can sin and not have no qualms of conscience about it, I mean, then something's wrong. Something's wrong. A born-again Christian, the Holy Spirit will sort of tug at your heart and let you know that's not right. And then let me mention the second. Now, the first condition there is just obey God. Now, I was excited about this because I wasn't going to tell you anything that's hard for you to do. If you want to be filled with the Spirit and walk with the Spirit, just start obeying God. And he gives the Holy Ghost to those that obey him. Then a second condition, if you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, folks, I'm sort of glad it rained out there because we only got probably, now there's some people that I'm sure that are faithful are not here. Some elderly folks didn't want to get out tonight, maybe. But the thing is, I'm glad that you're here. And I believe you came because you wanted to, or you'd stayed home tonight. But look at Luke 11:13. Turn to Luke 11. Now, the first way to be filled with the Spirit is to obey God. God gives the Holy Spirit to those who just start obeying God, living for the Lord, trying to do right, trying to please the Lord, trying to do his will, and you can be filled with the Spirit. Then Acts 11:13. Wait a minute. Luke 11:13. Excuse me. Look, I got to preach a little bit to you there. Luke 11:13. I want you to look at it. I'm going to read it, and you go along with me. "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children," listen to this closely now. Let the Holy Spirit speak right here. These are potent verses. Simple. Obey God. You can have the Holy Ghost. Just obey him. Try to obey him in everything you do. "Then, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that does" what? Just ask him. Just keep on begging God. Ask God and beg God and keep on begging God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Living right and holding on to God, asking him to bless your heart and fill you with the Holy Spirit. And folks, He'll do it. I know when I, let's see, be 35 years ago now, I was up in Illinois and trying to decide where to come down here or not. And I was out praying, and I wanted to come, but I said, Lord, I don't want to go down there if you're not going to bless me. I want the blessing of God on my life. He was blessing me up there. 10 Bible clubs a week. I had 10 a week. And 3 rallies on Saturday night in 3 different cities, and had anywhere from 200 to 400 people in the rallies, and would have seen people saved. But the Lord laid it on my heart to become a Baptist pastor. And I knew Brother Richard Latness, and he recommended me here. And they voted to come. But I went out and I said, Lord, I don't want to go down there unless you're going to bless me. And I said, Lord, I just can't go without you. Somehow you let me know you're going. And I was reading in Exodus there where Moses had the same problem. He didn't want to go down into Egypt. He didn't want to go and deliver the children of Israel. But God said, well, I will go with you and I will give you rest. And he assured Moses that his presence would go with him. You think Moses could have done anything down in Egypt without the help of God? No. And I didn't want to come down here. And I was out in the behind our apartment and back out in the woods there praying, saying, Lord, I don't want to go down there to Tennessee unless you give me the assurance that you'll be with me. And from the verses there in Exodus 3, that where God said, my presence shall go with you, I claim that same thing. God gave me the privilege of claiming that his presence would go with me when I came down here. And you people that were here in 1963, you saw how God started blessing. And God started sending people in, and we started visiting all over this country, and the blessing of God was upon us. And folks, we need to be filled with the Spirit. And so I'm going to give an invitation right now. And listen, we need bus captains. We need Sunday school workers. We need choir members, singers, personal workers, filled with the Spirit. We're never going to do much for God unless we're filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And so let's bow our heads and close our eyes and just play softly, if you will, just softly, all to Jesus I surrender, something like that. And we're not going to sing, but folks, you can come tonight. God said, if you'll obey me and do my will, you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. And then God said, if you'll just ask me and beg me. That asking, he beg and keeps on begging and beg and beg and keep on begging until God filled his Holy Spirit. You can know something of the Spirit-filled life. Now, you have the Holy Spirit if you're saved. But God wants to fill you with his Spirit and lead you daily. And give you every now and then, I come up here in the morning real early, get in that room every now and then as I read the Word of God, I feel the blessed presence of the Holy Spirit. Get in that Word. The Holy Spirit's the author of the Word. And if you are saved, you'll make contact with the Holy Spirit in the Word of God. And I'm asking you tonight, why don't you step out tonight, come to this altar, and when we start playing in just a few minutes, and Sunday school teachers and deacons, and we need people. Brother Jody wants this church to go to a new level. And the only way we're going to go to another level is to get people active, visiting, full of the Spirit, and obeying God. If you, Sunday school teacher, and bus captain, deacon, choir member, whoever, whatever you do in this church, if you'll come and get on the altar and promise God that you will obey him to the best of your ability, and you keep begging him to be full of the Spirit, God will bless your ministry here at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. Just play softly here. I'm going to ask you, come, and let's just have, if the Holy Spirit, if you'd like to walk in the Spirit and be filled with the Spirit, God's already said, just start obeying me. Now that's not a, oh, I'd like some experience. Just start obeying God and begging God to fill you the Holy Spirit. The Word of God says, if you'll obey God, and if you'll ask God, if you'll ask God right now, workers, bus captains, choir members, deacons, Sunday school teachers, whoever you are, or if you're not in an office, if you want God to fill you, just you can come on down here with them and pray right now. Just come, if you can't kneel, just sit down and just tell the Lord right now, Lord, I'm on my knees here tonight. I want to ask you, tell you, with your help, I'm going to obey you. The way I should dress, the way I should live, the places I should go, and what I ought to do. And I'm going to obey you. And then, Lord, I beg you to fill me right now. People, pray that God right now would fill you with the Holy Ghost. Just go ahead and pray that right now. Oh, do it. Mean business with God now. I mean, really mean, tell the Lord, I mean this. I want to obey you. And I beg you, I beg you, I plead with you, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Ask him that right now.
Lord, we do thank you for the challenge of the hour. And Lord, indeed, help us to die to self and be controlled by the Spirit of God. Lord, as we enter a new week, folks going to the workplace, going out into the world, going to school, God, we need to be Spirit-filled, controlled by the Spirit of God. Lord, help us to walk in the Spirit this week, I pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. You are dismissed. Seniors, if you're going Tuesday, make sure you sign up on the list as you go. Don't forget to change your clock next Sunday. Lord bless you.